Welcome to Great Day Presents.
When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout. There's gonna be a great day.
Great Day Presents is a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Of his pasture, he knows us by name, and we're sure that he loves us, each one just the same. And we're longing to see him in power and might, and it seems as we praise him, his glory's in sight.
Oh, we worship, oh, we worship,
Yeah. wonderful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 all the saints adore thee, casting down their golden crowns around the glassy sea. Cherubim and seraphim falling down before thee, which were and are and evermore shall be. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all thy works praise thy name in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eye of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy, there is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love and purity. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, all works praise him in earth and sky and sea. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity. God in three persons, holy, 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 Trinity.
One of the beauties of Christianity is its simplicity. Some Bible scholars like to use big, impressive words that are meaningless to many people. But the gospel message is really quite simple. We're all sinners. Jesus died as a sacrifice for our sins. And as we accept that simple truth, our life is with Him, now and forever. Little children learn of the love of Jesus by song in Sunday school. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. In Matthew, Jesus Himself says, "Unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven." If you have never accepted Jesus with childlike faith, there is no better time than now.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And little ones to Him belong. They are weak, oh, but He is strong.
Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me.
The Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, and He will stay close beside me all the way. And if I love Him when I die, He will take me. Child again, make me gentle and loving.
help me to realize all your beauty unfolding in the birds soaring through the sky. Child again, and my fear and my doubting, gather me in your arms again, then the pain I've been hiding, gently whisper that you are there, waiting only to guide me, through the door and then up the stairs, to the home.
Children, tell it. my beautiful wife, always smiling, but on the inside, oh, I can hear her say,
are listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry.
Yeah. presence of Jehovah, saints rest. Children find safety, kingdoms are confounded, and sinners are forgiven. In His presence, there is peace, there is joy, there is forgiveness and life everlasting. In the glory of His presence, there is healing. Dead men live again, broken hearts are mended, and one day, in His very presence, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess in the presence and glory of Jehovah that Jesus Christ is Lord.
In 1697, William Congreve wrote, "Music hath charms to soothe a savage breast." Some dairy farmers contend cows give more milk listening to Mozart. Merchants use music to sell, restaurants to set mood, movies to enhance drama. There's no question, music has a profound effect on our lives. We should thank God for the gift of music. Come to think of it, without music, this would be just another talk show.
I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before. But I have a talent, a wonderful thing, 'cause everyone listens when I start to sing. I'm so grateful and proud. All I want is to sing it out loud.
So I say thank you for the music, the songs I'm singing. Thanks for all the joy they're bringing. Who can live without it? I ask in all honesty, what will I be without the song? That's what I we. So I say thank you for
life.
freshest winters to spring. I had no song, just drifted along, but now you're the reason. Why you're the reason I pray. You are the reason I live for. My motivation is you. Thank you.
Lee Strobel, a former atheist and now Christian author. A lot of people don't give much thought to what they believe. I certainly believe that God did create the world. Yeah, absolutely I believe that. All Christians should be able to articulate reasons why they believe what they believe, not just for the sake of our spiritually confused friends, but also so that we ourselves will have a deeper and more confident faith.
You breathe and life begins. You speak and my world makes sense. That's how it is when it comes to you. Your mercy has no end. You're more than just a friend. It amazes me you feel the way you do. For all that I have seen, it's easier for
desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear. There is only one foundation. We believe, we believe. This broken generation, when all is dark, you help us see. There is only one salvation. We believe, we believe. Father, we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations,
of rain that falls, a flower grows. I believe that somewhere in the darkest night, a candle glows. I believe for everyone who goes astray, someone will come to show the way. I believe, I believe above the storm, the smallest prayer will still be heard. I believe that someone in the great somewhere hears every word. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky, then I know why I believe. Every time I hear a newborn baby cry, or touch a leaf, or see the sky,
Groundhog Day. To some, it's an annual event in which a furry buck-tooth rodent is snatched from his seasonal slumber by a bunch of crazy people who want to outguess God on the date when spring will arrive. Given his track record, Mr. Woodchuck is better left to chucking wood, and we would do well to remember that God alone schedules the changing of the seasons. We may never know when the Lord will bless us with the warmth and beauty of springtime, but as the writer of Ecclesiastes notes, he has made everything beautiful in its time.
In his time, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, Lord, please show me.
You've been listening to Great Day Presents, a program of encouragement from Great Day Ministry. Now, may God bless your day. And from Great Day Ministry, this reminder, with Jesus, every day's a great day.